In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Remember that? The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." Now we're going to stop there and then go down the page to verse 46. Mary starts to sing a song. She starts to say something about God and give thanks to him for everything that he'd done. And she says this, "And Mary said, 'My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble.'" That's the part of God's word we're going to be looking at today. Boys and girls, we're going to pray and we're going to ask for God's help to understand what he's just told us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you that you speak to us in your word. Help us now to listen and understand what you have to say to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, youngsters and everyone else as well, I want you all to be sitting very nicely and quietly today. I want you to listen really well to the talk that we've got. It's a different kind of talk. Hopefully it will be interactive and you'll be able to follow what's going along. But I want you to sit and listen as well as you can. So, I've got a bit of a gift for you, okay? Whoever sits the nicest, whoever sits the best and the most still, and whoever listens the best can come and get a chocolate from me afterwards, okay? Okay, there's a little incentive for you to listen. Now, who's looking forward to Christmas?
Me.
Lukash is the only person looking forward to Christmas. Carmo is. Are there any of the grown-ups looking forward to Christmas as well?
Yes.
Hopefully, Janice is, okay. Yes? Santa Claus is going to give you presents. Who thinks they deserve lots of good presents this year? Okay, a few more adults are now putting up their hands. Okay. Do you know what? That's exactly what we're going to talk about, Lukash. So thank you for saying that. Who thinks they deserve lots of good presents? Put your hands up again. Okay, why do you think you deserve lots of good presents?
Because
Father Christmas is going to get you lots of presents. Yeah? Anyone else? Why do you think you deserve lots of good presents? Why do you think... Yes, Jemima? Because of being good, yeah? So you've all been really well behaved this year, have you?
Yes.
Caleb, yeah? So, some of the parents are shaking their heads. Some of the parents disagree. But I think that's how a lot of us think about Christmas time, don't we, Lukash? We say, actually, if I've been good, then I deserve to get lots of good presents. Has anyone heard of Elf on a Shelf? Have you heard of Elf on a Shelf? Do you know what I mean by Elf on a Shelf?
Yeah.
Okay, Elf on a Shelf is a Christmas tradition that is growing in this country, where you go and buy an elf from a shop and you put him up on a shelf somewhere in your house so that the elf can see everything that happens in your house. And he knows whether you've been naughty or whether you've been nice. And then he can go and tell Santa Claus whether you've been naughty or whether you've been nice and whether you should be on the naughty list or the nice list. And if you're on the naughty list, then you don't get lots of good presents. And if you're on the nice list, then you do. You get lots of nice things and good presents at Christmas time. Now, I can see some people turning to each other and asking, do you think you're on the naughty or nice list? Some of the grown-ups are talking about whether they're going to give their presents to each other tomorrow morning. That's good. But maybe that's how we think about Christmas. If we're good, then hopefully we're going to get good stuff. And do you know what? I think that's how we think about life. Maybe some of the grown-ups think about in this way, about life as well. We generally think that if we are good people, if we do good things, then hopefully good things will happen to us as well. And I think that's how we think about God as well. When we think about coming to God, we think, well, if I'm well behaved, if I'm nice to my friends at school, if I'm nice to my family, if I listen to my parents, if I'm nice to the people at work, then hopefully, if I'm a nice person, then God will know that I'm a nice person and I'll be able to get into heaven. That's how we think about God. But Christmas reminds us that the elf on the shelf is a load of rubbish. The elf on the shelf is not how God works at all. Actually, at Christmas time, we remember that God gives us a present that we don't deserve. It's a present that we don't deserve. And to get this present, to receive this present, what we need to do is admit that we don't deserve it. Now listen, we're going to go to the Bible text that we just read. If you've still got it open in front of you, it will be helpful. We read about a lady. We read about a lady. Who can tell me what the lady's name was? Here she is. Yes, Jemima. It was Mary, okay? Mary was Jesus's mum. That's a really special job to have. And now, when Mary was there, an angel appeared to her. An angel appeared, and the angel said something to her. If you can read, can you read this out with me? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, one, two, three. Greetings, you who are highly favoured. And do you know what that made Mary feel? That made Mary feel really scared on the inside. It made her feel a little bit like this bottle of fizz. This is a bottle of Coke. Other fizz is available. I'm not sponsored by Coke. But this bottle of Coke is how Mary felt on the inside. It's all lovely and calm, isn't it? Let me just make sure the lid's definitely on. It's all lovely and calm. But when the angel appeared, it was like this had happened. It was like she was all fizzed up on the inside. She felt troubled and agitated on the inside. She was really, really scared. But then the angel said something else. If you can read, can you read this bit with me?
Three.
The other bit. Second bit. Ready? One, two, three. Do not be afraid. You have found favour with God. Favour with God. Now that word favour is a really important word. It means the same thing as the word grace. Now you might have heard us talk about grace quite a lot in this church because it's a really important part of what we believe. Grace is a really important word. So I'm going to stick it up on the wall. Can I tell you what grace means? This is what grace means. Grace means God gives us what we don't deserve. Can you say that with me? God gives us what we don't deserve. I'm going to start calling people out if I don't see you saying it with me. Chijoki. Yeah, I saw you sleeping on the back row. Okay, let's try that again. Grace means that God gives us what we don't deserve. And that's such an important thing for us to learn, that every time I say the word grace, I want you to say, God gives us what we don't deserve. Shall we try that? Grace.
God gives us what we don't deserve.
Thank you, Tochi. I like it. Okay, let's try it again. Grace. Oh, you almost got it. Grace. Grace.
God gives us what we don't deserve.
Fantastic. And that's what the angel was going to say to Mary. The angel said, look, you're going to have a baby, and that baby is a present that you don't deserve. Who knows what the baby's name was?
Jesus
was the name of the baby. And Jesus is a present that we don't deserve. Jesus is a present of God's grace.
God gives us what we don't deserve.
Very good. And we're going to see two halves of why Jesus is a present of God's grace.
God gives us what we don't deserve.
Some of you are on it. Others are not so much. Here we go. Here's the first part of it, okay? There's something else to add in as well. Here's the first part. We see at Christmas time that the Most High came down low. So every time I say the word high, I want you to reach up. You don't need to get out of your seat, but reach up as high as you can and try and touch the ceiling. Okay, youngsters, can you do that? Reach as high as you can. High, 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 high. And every time I say the word low, I want you to reach down and touch the floor. Okay, let's give that a go, because you obviously all need waking up today. Okay, high, low, high, low, high, 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 low, high, low, high. Okay, that's good. You're on it. That's good. The Most High came down low. Now who would like to measure how high they are? How high up they are? Who wants to measure how high up they are? Okay, I've got a chart here. You can measure how tall you are. Who wants to come up? Anyone want to come up? Jakob, do you want to come up? Come on, you know you want to. Go on then, Chloe. And Jakob as well. Anyone else want to come up and measure? Okay, that's good. Stand with your back against the wall. Okay, you are... this is hilarious. You are 120 centimetres, which is the height of an adult male baboon.
Wow.
So you can sit down. Jakob, what about you? Let's see. You are 136 centimetres, which is the height of the smallest Olympic gold medalist.
Wow.
Must have been a gymnast, I imagine. Thank you very much. Lukasz, how tall are you? You are the height of a dodo. 100 centimetres tall. Thank you. Do you want to do it as well, Caleb? Seeing as you come back, do you want to measure how high up you are? Okay, last one. Okay, stand with your back against the wall. That's it. You are the size of a didgeridoo. Okay, that's good. So some of you were higher up than other people, and some of you were lower down than other people. Nick is the only one doing the actions. That's good. Okay, I've got some more questions. Okay, what's higher, me or a bus?
A bus.
Okay, that's good. What's higher, a bus or a house?
A house.
I think it depends how big your house is and how big your bus is. But a house is just about bigger than a bus. What's higher?
The trees.
What's higher, a house or the mountains?
Mountains.
The mountains, yeah. What's higher, the mountains or a plane?
Mountains.
It does depend if it's flying, Phil. You're right. If the plane is on the ground or taxiing down the runway, it's lower. But if it's flying in the air, then it's higher than mountains. Otherwise, they crash into them, okay? And what is... I think that's the end, actually. So planes... Planes are quite high up, aren't they? Planes are high up things. So if we were to use this ladder, this would be quite high up the ladder. Those other things like me and the house, they are lower down than the ladder.
But the aeroplane is so strong.
A helicopter is strong. Do you know what? Helicopters are quite high, but aeroplanes are even higher. So aeroplanes are quite high up. Now, sometimes when we're talking about how high up something is, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about how tall something is, how far above the ground it is. But sometimes when we talk about something or someone being really high, do the action, high up, we're talking about not how tall they are, but how important they are. If someone is really, really important, then we say they're high up. And if they're not important, we say, well, they're low down. So I've got some more questions. Who's higher up? Oh, hello. One back. The elves or Santa? Who's more important? The elves or Santa? What do you think? Santa? Yeah, Santa's more important. He's the boss, isn't he? And the elves, they're just his little helpers, okay? So Santa is higher up than the elves. Who's higher? Your class teacher or the head teacher? Who's more important? The head teacher. The head teacher is more important because your class teacher is in charge of your class, but your head teacher is in charge of the whole school. They're higher up on the chain, okay? Who's more important? Who's higher up? Me or the queen?
Us.
Queen.
You think we're more important than the queen? Okay. Joe's not a monarchist, okay? In terms of how the country is run, who's higher up? The queen or me? The queen is higher up. So if we were to use this ladder again, I've got a picture of the queen here. The Queen is about as high up as she ever gets because she is in charge of the whole country. And so she'll be giving us a speech tomorrow, which I'm sure we'll all watch with rapt attention to see what the Queen says. You see, the plane is really high up because it's tall, and the Queen is really high up because she's really important. She's in charge, exactly right. But in the bit of the Bible that we read, we meet someone who is higher up than the plane and higher up than a queen. So if you've got your Bible in front of you, have a look at verse 32. And if you haven't got it in front of you, just listen. And listen for the word high. And when you hear the word high, stick your hands in the air. The angel is talking about Jesus, and he says this: He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. Jesus is the Son of the Most High. The Most High is a way of talking about God. God is the Most High. He belongs right at the top of the ladder. He's the Most High because he's from the highest place. He's from heaven. And he's the Most High because he's the most important person in the whole world. And Jesus is called the Son of the Most High. And that means, we know from the rest of the Bible, that that means that Jesus is the Most High. Jesus is God. To be the Son of God is to be the same as God. Jesus is equal in terms of height with God. He is fully God. And so Jesus is the Most High. Jesus is in the Most High place because he's from heaven. And he's the Most High because he's the most important person in the whole world. Jesus is the Most High. You're getting tired arms. You can have a break if you want. But listen, Lukash, are you listening? You need to sit round. To face this way. That's good, because this is a really important thing that I've got to say next. Because the amazing thing about Christmas is that the Most High came down low. The Most High came down low. Jesus came from the highest place, heaven, but he came all the way down to live with us here on earth. Jesus is the most important person in the whole world, and yet he came all the way down to become one of us. And not just one of us, but he became a baby. Are there any babies I can borrow in the room? Not really, are there? They're all upstairs. Okay, that's okay. Babies are not very big, are they? Do you remember anyone remember having a baby brother or sister? Do you remember looking after a baby brother or sister? Do you remember that come out? Oh no, you're the youngest, aren't you? That wouldn't make any sense. But all of us have seen babies when they're really small. In the new year, soon after Christmas, Riss and I are hoping to have another baby boy. And when our baby is born, he's going to be really small. We're going to have to hold him really carefully like this. We're going to have to do everything for him. Babies aren't very important. They don't seem very important. They don't seem very impressive. Actually, they are. We'll come on to that later. But they seem really weak. So a baby can't feed themselves. A baby can't change their own nappy. A baby can't give themselves a bath. A baby can't dress themselves. They don't know how to clean their teeth. They don't know how to speak or to walk or to talk. You have to do everything for a baby. Babies are small. They are weak. They are dependent. And the amazing thing about Christmas is that Jesus, the one who is more powerful and more important and higher up than anyone else in the whole world, came down low to be a baby. Isn't that an amazing thing? The Most High came down low. The big one became really, really small. The strong one became really weak. The one who was a king came down to become a baby. Jesus came down and down and down. If Jesus was on the top of the ladder like this, I've not done the elf and safety. Elf and safety, Christmas joke. Oh, come on. But if Jesus was up here, if Jesus was in the Most High place, then the wonderful thing about Christmas is that he came down, not just some of the way, not just most of the way, but all of the way down to become one of us. And the reason that Jesus came down and down and down is because we cannot go up and up and up. We are not able to go up towards God. See, I wonder if I asked you a question, I'm not just asking the youngsters, I'm asking everyone here, where would you put yourself on this ladder? Where would you place yourself on this ladder? Perhaps some of us think, well, I'm not really as impressive and as high up as the Queen or as a plane. You know, I know that, and if I'm talking about how close I am to God, well, I can't get too close because I'm not perfect. But I'm not really at the bottom either because I'm better than some people. I'm better than some of the other people in here. And I'm definitely better than some of the other people out there. I'm not as bad. I don't do as many bad things as the other people. And so maybe you say, well, I'm somewhere halfway up the ladder. And maybe you think, and again, this is something that the grown-ups think as much as the youngsters, maybe you think, well, if I try really hard, I might just be able to take another step up the ladder. I might just be a bit more impressive, and God might think that I'm just a bit better than I really am. Maybe we think that actually, if we try really hard, God will be able to get closer to God. But the truth of Christmas time reminds us that Jesus, the Most High, came down most low because we cannot get any up any closer to God. That's the reason that Jesus came down. Do you think you deserve that?
No.
No.
Do you think that any of us deserve for the Most High, the God of the universe, to come down as a baby and become one of us? No one deserves that. That's why it's all about grace. God gives us what we don't deserve. Christmas is all about grace. God gives us what we don't deserve. You see, Elf on a Shelf, he reports back to Santa, and he tells Santa whether everyone's been naughty or whether they've been nice. And Santa only comes down the chimney if you are good enough. Santa only comes down if you are good enough, but Jesus came down because we're not good enough. That's the amazing truth of Christmas. The Most High came down low. And he came with a job to do. So we're going to do the high and low things again. Get your arms ready. The Most High came down low to lift low people up high. Now, who can remember who the angel was speaking to? Who was the angel speaking to? Let's have someone who's not sat on the front two rows. Someone at the back. Yes, come on. Moses? The angel was speaking to Mary. That's right. The angel was speaking to Mary. It made her really afraid. It made her feel like this on the inside because an angel was speaking to her. But then the angel said, you don't need to be afraid. Now, do you think that Mary was someone who was high up the ladder? Or do you think she was down low the ladder? Or do you think she was somewhere in the middle? Who thinks? Put your hand up if you think she was high up the ladder. Put your hand up if you think she was halfway up the ladder. Put your hand up if you think she was right at the bottom of the ladder. Lots of people have not put their hands up. So we'll go again. No, we're not going to go again. That's good. Do you know what the truth is? The Bible tells us that Mary was right down low, right at the bottom of that ladder. You see, Mary begins to sing a song. She sings a song because she's really happy. You sing a song when you're happy, don't you? Or when you're in the shower or in the bath. But you normally sing songs when you're in a happy mood and when you've got something to sing about. And Mary begins to sing a song. She sings a song all about how the Most High had come down low. She sings a song all about grace. And she's so excited that she starts to sing this song. And in this song, she sings about herself. And she says, I am in a humble state. Now what that means is, I am down really, really, really low. And there were lots of reasons why Mary was down low. One of the reasons was that she was a young person. She was probably a teenager at this point. She was quite young. And in those days, if you were a young person, then people didn't really think you were that important. They didn't think you were worth listening to. You were down low. Another reason why she was down low was because she was poor. We know from the rest of the Bible, Mary and Joseph were really quite poor. And unfortunately, it's still true today that if you don't have a lot of money and you don't have very much to give, then people don't really listen to your opinion and they don't think you're very important. They don't think you're very valuable. They think you're down low. And the other reason why Mary was down so low was because she was pregnant and she wasn't married. And back in those days, there was a lot of shame attached, and people thought you'd been really bad and really naughty if you were pregnant and you hadn't been married. Now, actually, Mary hadn't done anything wrong, but even so, people looked down on her and they thought that she was really, really low down. And maybe for some of us this morning, we feel really low down. Maybe some of us feel that because we're young and we're not very tall and we're not very big and we're not grown up, you think, well, I'm not very important. You think God's not really interested in me. Maybe others of us, we're poor. We don't have a lot of money to give. And we think, well, the world doesn't think that I'm very important if I don't have a lot of money. And so maybe God isn't really interested in me either. Maybe some of us feel shame. Like Mary, everyone else looks down on us because we've done something wrong. Mary hadn't actually done anything wrong, but maybe we have. And so we feel that shame that's attached to us. Maybe we feel really low down. Maybe we feel nowhere near God Most High. Well, if that's you this morning, if you're someone who feels low down, then Christmas is really good news. Because the Most High came down low so that low people could be lifted up high. That's the job that Jesus came to do. Mary carries on with her song, and this is what she says in her song. Are you listening? Boys and girls, are you still listening? Jacob, are you still listening? Good. Adults, are you still listening? Good. This is what Mary sings in her song. She says, God has lifted up the humble. Those who were low down have been lifted up. Mary had nothing to offer. She was right at the bottom of the ladder, but now she was lifted all the way to the top. Before, she wasn't important at all, but now she was Jesus' mum. And Jesus is the Most High. The Most High came down low to lift low people up high. Because of Jesus, we can be lifted up the ladder to God. You see, Jesus came down really low. Jesus left heaven and came to earth. Though he was the most important person in the world, he came and he suffered and he died on the cross. And when Jesus died on the cross, he was going the lowest he'd ever been. When Jesus died on the cross, he was treated as if he was the lowest of the low. He was treated as if he was the scum of the earth, the people that everyone else hated and looked down on. He suffered the punishment that I deserve for all of the wrong things I've done, all of the shameful things I've done. Jesus went really, really low. But then he was lifted back up. 3 days later, Jesus returned up from the grave. He ascended into heaven, so he went from being really low back to being really high. Jesus came down low, but then was lifted up high. And here's the best part. Are you listening for the best part? The best part is that if we trust in him, we get to go with him. Just like Mary was lifted up the ladder, if we trust in Jesus, we are lifted up to him. The Bible says that by trusting Jesus, we become children of the Most High. You know that song we sung, the Jingle Bells one? It said we get to be called children of the King. That means that we get to be in God's family and live in God's house. We get to be with him in heaven. By trusting Jesus, we get to be all the way up the ladder. That's not something we deserve. That's not something we can earn for ourselves. That's why it's all about grace.
God gives us what we don't deserve.
Nick is the only one on it. Patrick, I think there's a guy who just came in the back. He wants to talk, I think. So if you could go there, that's great. Let's try that again. Christmas is all about grace.
God gives us what we don't deserve.
Great. The good news of Christmas is that the Most High came down low so that low people like me could be lifted up high. We're almost done. You're listening really well. Let me just round it up, okay? This Christmas time, the best gift we can have is the gift of Jesus. But to be able to receive this gift, we need to admit that we don't deserve it. You see, at the beginning, I told you that if you were really well behaved, and if you sat nicely, then I would give you some chocolate. I said that if you were good, I would give you a good thing. But that's not how God works at all. And so actually, after we've finished, every one of you can come and get a chocolate if you want. Even if you've been really not still at all. Even if, like Lukash, you're climbing up the banisters there. Right? You can still come and get a chocolate. And do you know why? Because you don't deserve it. But that's how God works. You know, all you need to do is come up to me. And all you need to do is say, actually, I didn't sit as still as I could have done. And I wasn't as quiet as I should have been. And I didn't do all the actions to jockey like I should have done. And if you come and say, actually, I don't deserve the gift that you promised me, then you can have a chocolate. Because to be able to receive the gift of Jesus this Christmas time, we need to admit that we do not deserve it. See, the problem is that I still think, you know, we know this is true. We know this is all true. This is familiar to lots of us. But I think really in our hearts, we still think that we're not quite at the bottom of the ladder. We still think that we're a bit better than the people around us. And we still think that if we try really hard and if we're nice to our friends at school and if we obey our parents and if we're friendly to other people in the street, then hopefully the good things we do will make God think we're good. The good things we do will make us a bit closer to him. But Jesus didn't come for those who think they're halfway up the ladder. Jesus didn't come for those who are desperately trying to climb up the ladder. Jesus came down low for those who are low and know that they can't do anything about it. That's the good news of Christmas time. By trusting in Jesus, we are lifted to the highest place to live with the Most High. So, if you want to receive the gift of Jesus this Christmas time, all you need to do is say, God, I know that I don't deserve Jesus. I don't deserve to be able to live with you in heaven. But thank you that Jesus came down to lift me up. And whether you're really young, or whether you're really old, or whether you're somewhere in between, that's something that we can do this Christmas time. Look at that, the Most High came down low.
There you go.
So that we might be lifted up. And if you want to trust the Lord Jesus, that's something you can do this Christmas time. When the angel appeared to Mary, it left her all shaken up inside like this bottle of fizz. Shall I open that? No. But that's how she felt on the inside. She was fearful of God. But Jesus came down most low so that we could be lifted up high. We don't need to be afraid because God's gift is a gift of grace.
God gives us what we don't deserve.
The Most High came down most low so that low people like me and you could be lifted up high. Let's pray, shall we? Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the Lord Jesus, the Most High, who came down low so that low people like us could be lifted up high. Please would you help us each to realize and to admit that we don't deserve this gift of Jesus and to trust him. Thank you that he died in the place of everyone who trusts in him so that we could know our sins forgiven and we could know what it is to live with you in heaven forever when we die. Thank you so much for the gift of Christmas. Help us not to think that we can do it ourselves or that we deserve to be in heaven with you, but simply to trust what Jesus has done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.